Time now for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast for today, Thursday, May 21st. As you know, these podcasts come around, every so often when I'm feeling podcasty, man. And tonight, I feel as if I should address a couple of issues having to do with the radio world, particularly the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to be as unabashed as I possibly can. I'm going to be as forthright as I possibly can. I'm going to be as honest as I can. I'm going to be as searingly honest as well as searingly, I'm just going to sear it, you know, like tuna. We're just going to sear the tuna, black and white.
Yeah, just sear it lightly.
No, I ain't going to sear nothing lightly. Get out of here, man. I'm doing a podcast. First of all, the radio show that we do at night, the radio show, the Phil Hendry radio show is, in my opinion, among talk radio presentations in the top 1%. I've heard all the other shit that's out there. I'm not naming any names, and I'm, you know, wouldn't serve to name names. In the top 1% of what's out there. Now, I work my ass off, as does my crew. Some shows are better than others, but by and large, pound for pound, our show is in the top 1% of all goddamn talk shows in fucking existence. There are some abysmal pieces of shit that are on the air right now that actually do pretty well. They have listeners, they have advertisers. And there are some really, really good shows, not as good as ours, that don't do very well. Why is this? Why is this? Now, how is our show doing? You're probably asking, how is our show's doing fine. Our show's got I got more advertisers here with Talk Radio Network than I had with Premiere, with Clear Channel. The cats at TRN sell the fuck out of this show, and those guys at Premiere, they couldn't sell, to quote my father, excuse me, ladies, if you're listening, they couldn't sell pussy on a troop ship. If you had a gun to their balls, they couldn't. They couldn't affiliate this motherfucker, nothing. The cats here at TRN do a great job. We're in some great markets, and we have great advertisers. But I get frustrated when I listen to the shit that passes for fucking talk radio. Now, I'm not going to name professionals, people that I honor as fellow professionals in the following diatribe. In other words, people that have a radio background, a broadcast background. But I will name the rank amateurs who suck dick, starting with Bill Bennett, moving on to Mary Matlin, moving on to G. Gordon fucking Liddy, moving on to all of these non-professional assholes. James Carville does a sports show on fucking Sirius? You got to be fucking kidding me. I saw that this morning, and I Twittered, in fact, on it. I said, I must have been seeing things. I must need new glasses. Maybe I need to have two brand new eyeballs stuck in, man. James Carville, it said, James Carville, serious sports talk host. Are you bullshitting me? See, guys like Karmazan with that Sirius, hiring these people because they have a name. He doesn't give a fuck about broadcasters. He doesn't give a shit about radio. When you hire a guy like that to do a radio show, you don't give a shit about radio. All you care about is a name to help you juice that fucking stock price so it gets up there high enough so you can sell your fucking shares and get out while the getting's good, Karmazan. I don't know where the fuck you're going to go to work after this. I swear to God, if I owned a company, I wouldn't hire you. I wouldn't hire you, man, to file the fucking music library. To pick up after the fucking jocks in the control room, man. I wouldn't hire you to do anything. All right, who have we missed here? You get the idea. This is the only business I've ever seen where an utter rank amateur is hired off the fucking street, sit him down behind a microphone, and call him a broadcaster. They don't even do that in television. Not even in television did they just pull some chump change motherfucker out of a suit that he was wearing for a law firm, or maybe he was hacking up pork chops at the local butcher shop, or maybe he was mowing somebody's lawn or what have you, and stick him in front of a camera. It doesn't happen on rare occasions. And generally, when they do that, it stiffs, man, and they don't do it for another 5-10 years. I remember they had a guy here in L.A. when I was a kid. He was a news anchor, TV news anchor on Channel 5 named Tom Redden. Well, guess what? You know what he used to do before he got the TV job? He was the fucking chief of police in L.A., and he sucked on TV. I don't know how he was as a chief of police. I don't remember. I was too young. But as a TV anchor, he blew. All right. Anyway, this is one of those semi-regular podcasts having to do with the radio business. And it is a business that I've given many, many years of my life to. It, does it frustrate me? Of course it does. Does it anger me? Yes, it does. Do I feel sorry for myself? No, I don't. I'm happy to be doing the gig that I'm doing. But I look around at our business, and I haven't seen a goddamn thing improve, man, in years. I don't see anybody getting it. Well, they fucking goddamn will. Because I'll tell you right now, the stock prices, as we've said often, are below a dollar a share. Citadel, you name it, CBS, all of these companies are losing their asses. They're tanking so fucking fast, it almost defies imagination and description. They don't even know why, too. They can't figure it out. They think they know, but they don't. They think it's about, well, you know, we leveraged this and we put too much money here. You motherfuckers, the whole reason why your goddamn companies suck is because your product sucks. It's always been that way. It'll continue to be that way as long as we got the same stupid cunts running our business. In conclusion, let me just say that I would like to make this appeal to Mr. Karmazin to hire me for a slot on Sirius. I think you're great. I think you're one of the great visionaries in our... Oh, you mean I don't get the job? No? Well, you can drop down and here are the knee pads. Go ahead and give it just a little bit of a, you know, make me smile, man. Go ahead. See what you can do. See if there's one fucking thing you know how to do. This has been our podcast for the 21st of May, 2009. Paul Harvey.
Good day.